It's time for another edition of Struds On Pocket Squares.
No, I got to be more aggressive, pull it out, show the whole world what I got. Another 3-4 inches for sure.
Car Wash Wands.
The time is almost to the point where I put the loony in, I run her and grab my stick, start blowing the water all over the place, and she gone.
Raves.
I'm not a huge DJ guy. I mean, I guess if you hand me a couple glow sticks and a tight white t-shirt that, you know, I can get wet, maybe I'd be into it.
It's time for Struds On.
Old Eric Carlson. So I'll tell you what, he's an entertaining player. I've always had, hey, it's fun to watch him play. You know, even when I play against him or you turn on the TV and you see, oh, Jesus, Eric Carlson. The guy is super talented. Confident with the puck on his stick. You know, I think of that pass he made in the playoffs. I think it was with Ottawa. And he just airmails it, like, I don't know if it was 100, 150 feet. It was a foot. He just launched that thing and just lands flat on the ice and just takes it. Like, he is absolutely in the zone. And to see him get the year he is this year with the points on a team that, you know, let's be honest, isn't exactly on fire. Well, I guess they are on fire, but they're not on fire, if you know what I'm saying. But he is playing, you know, good hockey, and he's fun to watch. And he could, you know, Greg, you talked a little bit about the impact he could have tonight if you let him kind of run wild. But for a guy like Carlson, the way you slow him down, I don't think shutting him down is really the answer, but the way you slow him down is by trying to, you know, people are going to say we got to run him through the wall. Yeah, if you can, that's great. That's easy to say. Those guys are pretty slippery as well, Greg's. But what I think is you try to stay, when he gets the puck, you got to try to take away his time and space so he can't make those plays. And whatever the plays are, whether it's walking the line on the blue line, which I think he's really good at, those outlet passes, whatever it is, or even carrying the puck out of the ice, out of the zone, you've got to try to stay above him like they do against Connor McDavid. Think about the nights when Connor is kind of, you know, kept under wraps, is maybe being a bit dramatic, but, you know, slow down. You impede their progress because you're always above him, and you make it hard for him to get. You know, he's got to get through one guy, then the next guy, the next guy, and it's very hard to handle. So tonight, as I, and I'm looking forward to watching the Sharks, and specifically Carlson. You've got to make sure you kind of do that. You got to keep between him and your net as much as possible. I mean, just make it hard. You're not going to shut him down. You're not going to, like, oh, you're going to run him through the wall. It's really not there, and it's difficult to do. So enjoy the game for what he is, for what he brings. Don't let him be a factor, though. You can't let him be a factor tonight, and that's how you do it, Greggs.